Well, tonight we've been talking about what it means to be a Chicagoan. And I'll tell you right now, I think we all can agree that if you consider yourself a Chicagoan, whether you live in Chicago or maybe you live in, like we said, Itasca, Bowling Brook, or Elgin, you are still interested in the idea of the train and the CTA. L, the Chicago Transit Adventure board game, is out now. This is it's been in the news this week. It's very interesting, the idea of a new board game that's essentially the trials and tribulations of taking the L in the transit system in Chicago. Tom LaPlante is here, as well as Tim Gilligarten. Tim is the founder of Transit Tees, which is the company that puts this out, and Tom is the founder of the game, or the creator of the game. Great to see you guys. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you coming in.
Hello. Right,
thanks. It's a pleasure.
All right, so where's this idea come from, the idea of a board game to, I would say, travel the CTA?
Well, last year we created a game called Loop. It was a card game about riding the train around just the loop. And it played a lot like kind of like Uno, where you're just matching colors and station names and stuff like that. And we were thinking about creating a board game to follow that up. And so we were just looking at the map, and it seemed like, you know, we wanted to include the whole system instead of just the area around the loop.
If you've seen the map, the Chicago Transit Authority L map, when you see it on, sometimes you see it on the trains, or you see it on the placards on the side, it almost already reads like a board game.
Yeah.
It looks like all you need is the pieces to put it on it.
Mm-hmm. And really, in fact, when we were first developing the game, we were actually using just an actual map of the CTA. And we were moving our pieces around on it and that kind of thing.
So what is the objective of a game?
So when you're playing the game, you get dealt a hand of cards, and they each have a station on them. And everybody has to go and visit each station that they were dealt and get back to State and Lake Station before anybody else.
And there are obstacles in the form of other cards that are situations that come up that may divert you or keep you from getting to your spot.
That's right. So every round of play, a new condition card comes up, and it has something that, you know, maybe it slows down traffic on the red line because the Cubs are playing or something like that. Yeah, there's one that's...
I've got a condition card here. Pigeon swarm. Somebody dropped a whole bag of popcorn on the platform, and the pigeons are going wild. Players may not make transfers in the loop this round. That's great.
Yeah.
What about loud radio playing? Is that one of the conditions? That didn't make it?
No.
We can do that all night, the conditions that should be in this game.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Tim, why get involved in this? Is Transit Tees? Because Transit Tees is a company that does tees, but it does a lot of other things. But why get involved in a board game?
I think that we're inspired by the Chicago Transit system. And one thing that we realize is it has the second largest ridership of all systems in the U.S. And we use it to commute with. And we just have to step back for a minute and realize what an amazing opportunity it is to use the system. The board game is something similar to the card game, where we would come in, talk about how our commute was and things that had happened to us. So a lot of the tongue-in-cheek like jokes we made,
or
experiences we had, turned into this opportunity to put it into a creative product.
When you're in the business of board games, how much of it is research and development? How much of it is coming up with new things or trying things out and then pulling them back and editing and that kind of thing?
There's quite a lot of that. So we started planning this game back in, say, January or about early this year, and we were playing other board games that we thought might be similar and learning what worked in them and things we didn't like in them. And then, you know, crafting our own rules and adding things and taking them out if they didn't work very well. And there was a whole lot of that, really. I would say, honestly, probably the largest part of development for the game is just playtesting it to make sure it runs smoothly and it's just fun to play.
When you're coming up with some of the creative ideas for what the conditions are, what's going to, you know, might move people from one place to the other, is that a staff that's doing that? Is that you? I mean, because that's also trial and error and research and development to come up with the right kind of way to phrase some of the things that are interactions on the CTA.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was thinking of a lot of those things myself, but the whole staff was pitching in with ideas. And it's easy to come up with an idea of something that might be a condition or something that might happen to you, but then you have to think of a way to make that work with the gameplay mechanics.
Right. You know, it isn't. It is interesting because, you know, in this day and age, everyone seems to want to go, Tim, towards apps and do things where you can create digital products, and that seems to be the world we live in. So what is it about going old school and going with a board game?
Yeah, board games have really trended up right now, and we are really happy to have caught this wave at a great opportunity. It is a unique game to Chicago. No one's ever done this, and we all recognize that map from taking the train, so it has an iconic edge to it. A lot of symbols also are very familiar in this game, and I think that people are looking for a way to unplug from digital a little bit and have physical items. For the game, we wanted to make sure that the pieces were premium pieces. So we have wooden trains of all the eight different awesome. Train colors. We have wooden tokens that are screen printed and die cut. So we wanted to make it a classic game that has longevity and some, when you touch a part, it feels like there's value there. So
the game is called L, the Chicago Transit Adventure Board Game. You can find it at transittees.com. In studio with us tonight, Tom LaPlante, who is a graphic designer and illustrator who came up with the game, but also Tim Gillengarten, who is the owner who founded Transit Tees back in 2001. We'll take a quick break here, come back, and maybe we can go through some more conditions and talk more about the game here on Extension 720. Stay with us. Justin Kaufman here, Extension 720, with you till 10 o'clock tonight. We're talking about the new board game, L, the Chicago Transit Adventure. It's out right now from the guys at Transit Tees, a great company here in Chicago. Tom LaPlante and Tim Gillengarten are here. Okay, so we were talking in the break just a little bit about this is a strategy game. It's not just a game where you get a card and then you roll a dice and then it's fun. There's strategy in how to get downtown the fastest.
And we play tested this game in our studio. We have about 17 staff, and they are ages like 18 to 55. And we had a lot of fun testing how it works. And the one thing we discovered is as you're playing it, everyone feels like they're going to win the game. So part of it is you have to look at where you're at, what stops you're going to, but also maybe throw some roadblocks up or strategize. One of the cards is to go to O'Hare, and that's pretty far out on the blue line. Right. But one of the strategies, and the fun part about that card is once you get there and you play your card, you're allowed to change your position with another player. So you can send someone out to O'Hare.
Yeah. So you got to have that. You have to have that ability. Any board game is to switch positions with another player. But buses play a role in this too, Tom. There's a lot that goes in. It's not just about the train.
That's true. The train is, of course, the focus, but the bus is another very important part of the transit system here in Chicago. So we put some bus lines in there, too. It doesn't use the whole bus system, but most of the bus lines that connect up with the trains at some point or another are on there.
Now, okay, so there's some people who might be listening right now going like, my commute's not a game. It's not fun. It's, you know, I get on the blue line. It is what it is. So how do you make the CTA fun? I mean, how do you get past the point that people may have, you know, real life experiences with this train system?
So each stop, each card has a stop, and when you arrive there, you're arriving at a destination. It could be an institution, museum, a park. Could be a famous restaurant that's been around in Chicago for a long time. So when you're playing it, you do realize that you can use this and you have used it to get to these destinations. So that's kind of a nice aspect to remember all the great places you can go on the train.
Yeah, right. You know, thinking about this too, do you have to, as when you're making a game that's based in reality, that's based in something that people use as a commuting tool, do you have to know these stops? Do you guys have to, as when it comes to research and development, do you have to go out into the green line, into the blue line, and the red line, and make sure that you kind of understand the game that you're putting together?
I think to some extent that's definitely true. We have to, when we're developing the game, we've got to know what's where and how things kind of connect to form a network. But I think from the player's perspective, it's not necessary to know really anything at all about Chicago to enjoy it, but I think if you are familiar with Chicago, you get a lot more enjoyment out of it.
Yeah. How familiar are you, Tim, of the CTA system? Do you, when you look at this, you're like, all this is accurate? All the things that are in the way, the conditions, everything, they're pretty accurate to a Chicagoan.
Yeah, we took a lot of our own experiences and built them into the game. And I like the whole color story, too. You have all the eight lines, so you have a great graphic and iconic look to the game. And, yeah, it's easy to navigate, and it takes definitely some thought to figure out where you're going to go next. And the more you play it, the better you do get at it. So,
all right, so I'm a cynic. I love my CTA jokes. You know, when things aren't working, I would think that a condition would be train goes express from one area to another. Other things that when the system isn't actually functioning properly, like it's a cold day and it decides not to shut a door, things like that. I mean, how much do you have to balance this as a game that obviously is inspired and is loved with the transit system, but also at the same time find some humor in some of its faults?
There are those days where the turnstile is broken and maybe you get a free pass. So you get to ride the train for free. So those are some perks when things don't work quite as you plan.
Yeah, we definitely have some both positive and negative conditions that might affect you on your travels. So there's some of everything in there, I would say.
Yeah, let's get to some of these conditions. All right, I'm rolling along. I'm doing fine. I'm on the red line. Up, I got to pull a card that's conditions, and it says St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Chicago River's dyed green, and the revelers are out. Traffic in the loop moves at half speed. It costs 2 movement points to move 1 space in the loop. You got to remember about that. That's good. Up, I got another one. The holiday train. The famous holiday train. All aboard for holiday spirit. If you travel on a train line that matches the color of the pawn at any time during your turn, gain 2 movement points. So there's positive and negative experiences that are moving you forward and backwards.
Definitely.
Try to even those out.
Do you have a condition where somebody comes on the train and says, I'm sorry, I don't want to bother you? You know, that bit when you're ever in the train and someone's like, I just did a minute of your attention. I'm just looking for if anyone can help me out.
No, we don't have one quite like that, but, you know, there's always room for
it. What about eating? What about eating on the train? There's no card for eating on the train?
We are having...
This game's got to go back to production. I got some bits for you guys.
We're having a release party for the game. It'll be on the 23rd. That's a Saturday from 6 to 9 at the Den Theater.
Nice.
And one of the things we were calculating is what food could we tie to the CTA? So what do you see people eating on the train? We consider little bags of chips and things like that.
Right, chips.
At the party.
Half-empty bottles of water.
Yeah. Always good. The board game can be found where? Where can we find this board game?
So it's available at transittees.com. We are taking pre-orders now. Pre-orders do ship. They start shipping on December 2nd. So the game's doing very well. We're made it through. Now we're in our second production run. We'll be having a third one in December. So the best way right now is to reserve one online. They're also available at 2 locations. We have a store, flagship store in Wicker Park. And then we also have another store in Andersonville.
When you build a business model around a utility or, you know, in this case, the CTA and what people know about it, what are some of the pitfalls or not, I don't want to say pitfalls, challenges? Because are you specifically going for a customer that knows it, that lives it, that rides it? Or is it a little bit constrictive because that's people who don't know it don't care?
I think there was definitely balancing the perks with the pitfalls. So that was where we spent a lot of time and wanted to make it fun and have exhilarating moments, ups and downs. But I do like how you do feel like you're going to win every time. You're going to beat everybody back to the loop.
There's something great about the system. I mean, anyone who rides a system and knows the system knows that Chicago is one of the better systems because it's centrally located, meaning it all spreads from one place out. If you're in New York City or L.A., that's not the case. L.A.'s system is one stretch down, you know, that's about it. And the same with New York. It's all over the place. It'd be a lot harder to do a board game on the New York City public transit system than, say, the CTA.
Yeah, in fact, when we were playtesting, one of the games we were researching was called the London game, and it's about the London Underground system, and it is like a much more complicated system map than Chicago has, and it made for a very disjointed game.
Right, a lot of Paddington Hills, things like Paddington Lanes.
The bus lines really helped us to navigate across town. Yeah,
right.
And we have a token system. So to get on a bus, you use a token. And then to get off a bus onto the train, you use another token. So there's some strategies about collecting your tokens and using them to create shortcuts throughout the game.
I love it. The game can be found online. You can find more information about it at transittees.com. In studio with me tonight, Tom LaPlante and Tim Gillengarten. And this is, of course, Transit Tees, which is a great company in Chicago and continues to do great work. The flagship store is in Wicker Park, right? Thanks for coming in. Thanks for talking about the game. Good luck with it. And I think it's great and a great addition to Chicago board games. So thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.